I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Russian invasion of Ukraine has failed to make much progress in 2 weeks. Eric Mock with the Slava Gospel Association tells us.
It's very clear that the military has moved from the destruction of military targets to the destruction of civilian targets. The Ukrainian army evacuated the staff and some of the students from our seminary that is supported in Irpin.
Ukraine is trying to evacuate its citizens from any cities under heavy shelling, but they've made limited progress in many areas. Hundreds of civilian casualties have been reported, and that number will continue to grow as more information becomes available. Mock says one church member in Irpin was killed by a mortar while trying to help a family escape. You can send help to these churches through SGA. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And with global attention riveted on Ukraine, crises in places like Afghanistan go largely unnoticed. Roughly 6 months after the Taliban's takeover, more than half of Afghanistan's population now faces starvation. Reports of suicide have tripled since August. 3 or 4 people commit hunger suicide every day.
Families are selling their own children in order to provide food for the rest of their family members. There are no jobs. People are hopeless. Afghans are crying out for the world to hear them, and they feel the world has once again forgotten about them.
Pamir is one of the Afghan believers featured by our sister ministry Prayercast on its new podcast called One Voice. Each week, people share firsthand stories of what's happening around them. Subscribe to One Voice at our website or search for it, One Voice, all one word, on your favorite podcast provider. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House. It's a devotional for women, written by women, for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.